Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
All right, Friday, of course, and it's movie time, movie date, and we have our regular date with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. First of all, congratulations on your Oscar success. Great work, guys.
Thanks, John.
Great work, and thousands, millions of listeners contacting you now.
Billions, 1 billion worldwide.
You'll be hired away from us in no time, I suspect. So let's talk about this weekend. 21 and Over is one of the films coming out. And I gather, and you can listen to this clip, it's a sort of a younger version of Anna Karenina.
Jeff Chang, this isn't just any birthday, okay? This is your 21st birthday. This is the day that you become a man. In the United States of America, bald eagles and Budweiser, you go out and drink. If we're in Africa, you would have to leave the village and not come back, so you killed a bear.
None of that is true.
There's no bears in Africa?
No.
Really?
You have to read a book.
Whatever, I'm taking you out whether you want to or not.
But just one beer. One beer.
That's all I wanted.
Do I have that right? 21 and Over, kind of Anna Karenina for the young crowd, Kristen?
Almost, but I would actually say it's a cross between The Hangover and Weekend at Bernie's, with just a little bit of Anna Karenina in the undertones of the movie. It's about a guy who's turning 21 named Jeff Chang, just like that clip says. His buddies take him out. Of course, things get wild. At one point in the evening, Jeff Chang is barely conscious, and he gets dragged from party to party to party while they try to find their way back to his home and get him ready for his next big day where he has his first big job interview.
You know, one of the things that worked about Hangover was the ensemble, and the comedic ensemble of particularly Hangover 2 was extraordinary. How does this work?
Well, this is the directorial debut of the writers of The Hangover. You can probably kind of tell. You know, a couple of these guys have a little bit of appeal. Skylar Astin, who is in Pitch Perfect, is kind of a nice character. But this movie kind of gives you everything that you hated about The Hangover and nothing that you liked. It's incredibly racist. It's misogynistic. It's pretty appalling film. I was really surprised at how offensive, and not willfully so, but just sort of just how offensive this film really was.
Let's find out if Kristen agrees with you.
I'm really surprised, Rafer. I'm super surprised. I actually found some of the humor to be kind of smart. And I went in really skeptical, thinking I was going to hate this movie. And maybe it's because my expectations were so low, but I actually laughed out loud during a few points. And
the two most PC people I know disagree on offensive content in the movies. All right, well, let's move on. Jack of the Beanstalk, little Jack of the Beanstalk, has grown up to Jack and the Giant Slayer.
What's the matter, though? Not enjoying the show?
Get your hands off me.
Hey, that's no way to treat a lad. Oh, lady, to be honest, you looked a little too drunk to do that. No, I'll say we let the good lady go home, and I'll consider forgetting all about this.
So what is this, Rafer? Mother Goose meets the Hobbit?
This is an old-fashioned fairy tale adventure. I think one of the things I liked about this movie is for all the things it's not, there are no machine guns, there are no modern updates, you don't have the... I kept waiting for the Golden Goose to appear with, like, Chris Rock's voice or something. Doesn't happen. It's like a really good, old-fashioned kids movie that I think adults would really like, too. I was actually really pleased by
Let's
this.
Let's find out if Kristen agrees.
I actually really loved it,
Whoa.
Too.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of Nicholas Holt, who plays Jack. He's also in Warm Bodies right now. I think he's so enjoyable. I could watch him paint the wall or wash the dishes all day. He's so enjoyable.
Nice.
And I would say that, yes, you can bring your family to this. You can see it on your own. It was so fun.
All right. That might be a weekend choice in our house. Finally, the Cold War thriller Phantom.
Squadron commander's insisting on the most experienced captain and crew available.
I'm being retired, remember? You should know that. Your signature's all over the transfer.
Considering your history, Command wanted to honor you with our last patrol.
Honor me?
The Navy's an unforgiving place. We're both proof of that.
All right, Cold War, Submarines, Ed Harris. I like him. Rafer, did you like this before we go?
This is one of the worst films I've seen in years. Also, they're playing Soviets, and they're all speaking in English. Crystal clear English the entire film.
Hey, well, you know, they speak English in The Hobbit, too. Kristen, what do you think?
Slower than a submarine moving through molasses. Slow and boring.
Don't get caught on this sub. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, John.
John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.